Today, we're tackling a question on many people's mind. Will the ongoing war in Iran affect the Singapore property market? Here, let me break it down in simple terms and see what could happen next. Right now, there's a serious escalation in the Middle East. The United States and Israel have launched strikes on Iran. And Iran has responded with retaliatory attack, creating widespread geopolitical instability. This has disrupted global energy markets, pushed oil and gas prices higher, rental stock markets, and even caused logistical bottleneck through key shipping routes like the Strait of Hormuz, which is a major artery for global energy supply. The most immediate global effect is higher energy price. Oil and natural gas benchmarks have surged amidst fear of supply disruption. This can feed into global inflation, higher transport and production costs, and slower economic growth if the conflict drags on. Markets around the world have reacted. Equity dips in Asia, including Singapore, or this geopolitical concern. Singapore is a small open economy, heavily reliant on trades, energy import, and investor confidence. MAS say that it's closely monitoring development arising from the ongoing situation in the Middle East, and is assessing the impact on the domestic economy and financial system. Similarly, Singapore Deputy Prime Minister has flagged the potential for higher costs and inflationary pressure if energy prices stay elevated. Here, how the Iran conflict might translate into effect on the Singapore property market. Well, this is my assessment. In the short term, I think there will be limited direct impact. The Singapore property market doesn't respond as quickly to geopolitical events as stock market do. This is proven in the past few wars we have seen in both the Gaza-Israel and the Ukraine-Russia war. History has shown that short wars have minimal impact onto the Singapore property market. However, if the current war prolongs to a month or so, we will be exposed to medium-term risks. And if high oil prices persist, it will lead to inflation pressure and directly affect business costs. Slower economic growth could temper property demand, especially in the rental sector. For savvy property buyers, they may hold back any big ticket purchase and wait by the sideline. Sellers, on the other hand, will have to live with a longer timeline to dispose of their asset. The property market will not crash, but moderate growth is most likely to occur. Here, but what if the war prolongs for months? Then the real risks are job losses. This will surely have an immediate impact on employability and the ability to service their mortgages. Only if widespread retrenchment takes place, then we will see a correction. Well, I think as of now, knock-on effects like higher inflation, slower growth, and broader market uncertainty could dampen demand or slow property price growth over the medium term. Let us keep watching global development, but don't kanchong. Singapore property is often seen as a safe, stable asset. During time of global uncertainty, buyers may see it as a reliable investment. Who knows, we could see more affluent foreigners coming to Singapore from the Middle East and make Singapore their second home. This time round, luxury home may be quiet instead.